Welcome to The Daily Verse. My name is Luis Feliz and I am your host. What we do here is we look for practical wisdom in the Bible to guide us through life as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, living in a world that is in desperate need of direction. All right, so today let's find today's verse, which is Romans 5 verse 18, where it says, "Yes, Adam's one sin brings condemnation for everyone, but Christ's one act of righteousness bring a right relationship with God and new life for everyone." Ooh, man, this verse is loaded with a lot of good possibilities. But like I mentioned earlier, I'm not going to share a devotional. I honestly just want you to sit with these words, to meditate on these words, and see what the Holy Spirit reveals to you. When you hear that Adam's one sin brings condemnation for everyone, but Christ's one act of righteousness bring a right relationship with God and new life for everyone, what does that do for you, my friends? I don't know, but I'm going to trust that God and the Holy Spirit will move in you, just like he's going to move in me, to help me really navigate these words and see what's the profound lesson for me to hopefully draw closer to God. So I'm going to pray us out of here so that way you guys can take your time, guys and gals, take your time to really meditate on these words and then discover for yourself the wonderful, wonderful power behind God's word, all right? Oh, dear God, thank you so much for the gift of life. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share your word. Actually, thank you for the opportunity to be able to have your word so that way we can grow closer to you and have a relationship with you, God. God, I pray that everybody that listens to these words, God, that they are drawn closer to you as they meditate on your word. They discover new lessons. They discover new nuances about their relationship with themselves, with you, God. And they are inspired to draw closer, to seek your word more and more. God, I pray for everybody that's listening here that you remove any distractions, any thoughts, any ideas, any perceptions, any desires that may be distracting them from really focusing on your word, God. And I pray for the same thing for myself, God. Please humble my heart, remove any distractions, any thoughts, ideas, desires, the same, God, and help me focus on the path you want me to walk. And God, and I trust these wonderful listeners to you, to your sake, but to your grace and to your care. And I trust that they will learn tremendously from your word, God, just the same way I will learn. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right, my friends, if you found this valuable, please consider subscribing to, following this podcast and sharing it with a friend. I'll see you in the next episode. God bless you. Bye.